Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
We have a lot of guys that really care. I think that's the important thing. And sitting around the table with guys that have put their life into this, honestly. And so we have a lot of people around here that care and want to help help bring a championship here to Milwaukee.
This is Brewers 360.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Would you like fries with that? 12 in a row for the crew.
Can you believe it? Actually, we totally can believe it.
Yeah, we can believe it.
Can you expect it? Yeah, no, we did.
Yes.
We did expect it. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting, general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Matt Arnold, is on Wisconsin's Morning News. Matt, congratulations. You guys must have been, instead of spraying champagne, you were spraying mustard and ketchup all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, all the condiments everywhere. Yeah. It was really cool. I talked to Woody after he came out of the game, and he said, you know, he was feeling the pressure. You know, I mean, everybody wants to do it and win the burgers for everybody. So he said he was definitely feeling it, and yeah, really good to get that win for not just the team but for the whole community here to celebrate.
It's interesting you said that, because our colleague Jen Latta from ESPN Milwaukee made an interesting point to us earlier on the program. She was wondering whether or not there was obviously, I think she's using the term pressure loosely, but the pressure of winning and knowing that burgers were on the line, could that actually help the team learn how to play with a little bit of pressure, right? As you get into October, well, there's already been some must wins. Yesterday was kind of a must win.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if it takes burgers to help us to play well, and, you know, certainly we'll do it. I mean, these guys are so motivated. I mean, I'm part of some of these meetings, you know, that we're getting ready to go, and the guys are so focused, you know, just even game prep, and we're talking about facing somebody like Paul Skeens, and just such a team effort, just trying to, you know, work every at bat and grind him down as hard as we can just to get to the next pitcher. So, yeah, we'll use whatever motivation it takes to beat the other team.
Got to be a feather in the cap for you in the front office too as well, Matt. Now we've had the not only this win streak but the 11-gamer. It's got to be good to sit from where you're looking at and like, yeah, we brought these guys in for a reason and we're seeing these results now.
Yeah, I don't spend too much time thinking about that. I mean, right now it's about, you know, what Murph talks about all the time, just win tonight, you know, and certainly, you know, proud of the group and everything that we've done here to this point, but we have a long way to go, and I think Murph and I talk about that every day, just making sure that we stay focused on winning the game tonight. Obviously, there's a lot of baseball ahead, but yeah, certainly proud of the guys so far.
You guys have a long run off today, but then you play what looks like forever without an off day. What goes into that? Is there shuffling around as to who plays when? Is there thoughts ahead of time of sitting people just to give them a blow?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a big part of this. You know, we want to try to see what we can do to be rested going into the Cubs series. We want to try to obviously do what we can in that Cubs series that we think we're capable of. And then you're trying to cover, I think it's 30 games in 31 days, you know, and make sure that we're rested, hopefully for a strong run in the, you know, into October. And so there's a lot of things that we're trying to optimize for every single day. But the guys are ready, and you know, we're trying to prepare for every every scenario possible.
You may not have the answer for this, Matt, but we did see Tobias Myers was in the game yesterday, and as we look to this Red series, been some murmuring about who that first pitcher could be. I know the Miz has been Jacob Mizorowski on the Schneid with the IL for a little bit as a precautionary measure. Do we know yet maybe when he might be back on the mound?
Yeah, still trying to work through that. You know, we want to make sure we're checking in with Miz and seeing how he's doing. But, you know, we're still working through that decision. But, you know, we've talked to all the guys. And look, you know, we're going to have to make some tough decisions coming up because we've had contributions from everybody, both on the offensive side and on the pitching side. And so, you know, there's a chance we have to make a tough decision coming up to activate Miz. You know, but at the same time, the guys are ready for it. Murph and the coaches met with the guys yesterday, and it's just such a cool team effort to have everybody on board with trying to do what's best to help the Brewers right now.
Matt Arnold joins us on Brewers 360. Matt, I would never want to take anything away from the players or the coaches or even you guys in the front office, but a name that has been tossed out there occasionally is Bob Uecker. Whether or not it's thought about, talked about, you know, this idea that Uecker is helping influence this team or pushing this team to victory. Is his presence or his name? I know Brandon Woodruff mentioned him briefly after he was asked about Uke after the game yesterday, but is he part of the conversation or is that just media trying to create something that isn't really there?
No, it's a real thing. I mean, I think of him every single day. I think we all do. I mean, literally multiple times a day. I was thinking about him, a big party yesterday too. I mean, I definitely think he's with us. And, we talk about all these things that we're doing with the power of friendship and, you know, our Woodpeckers and, you know, the pocket pancakes. I mean, and everything about the things that we're doing right now, those all come from Uke. You know, I mean, that's stuff that he would have been just kicking his heels over, you know? And so I think of him every single day, and I know our whole team does as well.
I know they unveiled at the ballpark over the weekend series, those pocket pancakes at the concession stand. Do you get your hands on some of those, Matt?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So they brought in a huge tray of them after the game for Murph. And he probably had like hundreds sitting in front of him. I got a great picture of him crushing a bunch of them. So yeah, we just sat in there and had a ton of them after the game. They were actually really good.
Well, that's okay. Good.
So is this before or after that you put them in your pocket? You have to warm them up first.
I'm not letting Murph warm my pancakes.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'll take care of that myself. Thanks.
Matt Arnold, the senior VP and general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, at some point, might have to just call you Matt Arnold, president and GM of the Brewers. You're having a pretty good run here, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a ton.
Congratulations on this. This is so much fun to watch. Go get them tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Arnold of your Milwaukee Brewers on Brewers 360 here on Wisconsin's Morning News.